He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so now what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think it's a fake.
You think it's fake?
What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are here. We are live. Welcome to the Sports Opinion Show. Today is Friday, October 18th, 2013. I can't believe it's already almost heading into the end of the month here already. Gee, wow, it went by super, super fast. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot of, you know, once again, just like last week, a lot of serious, a lot of fun stuff and stories to go over with, but there's a very serious issue that really, really is a desperate one at all. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Today's subject is, well, all wrestling, or if you want to subtitle it, the subtitle is actually, you know, are you ready for some wrestling? Credit of that goes to Matt Broderick. Got to thank him for that idea last week. You know, if you want to give fans only, if you want to give your ideas on episode, then go right ahead. That's the way it's going to be. I tell you, it's too much right now. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got a lot of NFL stuff to talk about, a lot of baseball trilogy to talk about. And, of course, DDP and everyone in Houston, Texas. I know everybody in Texas is ready for UFC 166 tomorrow night live on pay-per-view. Right, DDP? We have a caller on the line. I know who it is, but we'll get to that in a second. First things first, got to give a lot of birthday shout-outs to my friends at the group. I know me and Craig, we've asked them to please join us live on the show. I'm sure they're all listening. And wherever you are listening from, I thank you as well. So happy birthday to Dora, Riley, Tara, and also a birthday shout-out to Rodney, whose birthday is on Monday. So happy birthday to all of you. You know, wait until we get into the actual show. First, what we're going to do is we're going to take this call. Then you're going to hear about Craigslist and a special post. Now you say, well, why would you talk about Craigslist? This is a sports show. I know it is, but just hold on to your hat. Hold on to your seatbelt, I mean. Oh, come on. There we go. Hey, what's up, Eric?
Matt, what is going on with you?
What's going on with you?
Another week, you know. Don't know where to start. So... don't know how to start. Sorry about that last week. That won't happen again because I won't allow it to happen again. We know what you know. We know what we're talking about here. Last week, let's call in last week, and you know, and I mean, sometimes you get, you know, sometimes you think you know everything, you know, as you know, you think you know how what's going to happen. And you think, oh, you got everything worked up, and you think everything's cool, and you think everything's a running joke, and everybody's been messaging me lately about this AJ thing, whatever. Is it a big, oh, it's a big, you know, whatever. I'm going to tell you, this shit's real now, okay? This was supposed to be some type of joke, you know, me trying to get back at AJ for kicking me off my hand. But you know what? This is real now. And I'm not even going to, you know, give out his number, or I'm not going to, because last week on Thursday, I received a phone call. And I'm going to tell you this right now, that if y'all want to hear this for yourself, I'm going to tell you, straight up, yo, that chicken AJ, he had his attorney send me a letter telling me that I can't mention his name on the show because he's afraid that I'm going to expose his image of Mayhem Sports, because apparently Mayhem Sports is returning to the airwaves very soon. But you know what? After what I'm going to do with AJ, there's not going to be no Mayhem Sports. I mean, hell, he could just come back to working for you, Matt.
So his attorney contacted you and told you this is not allowed of contacting him?
I'm not allowed. But
his information?
What? Matt. Hold on 1 second. I had to just close the garage door. Because you know what? I'm not the type of person that's going to get a lot of attention on me. When I was outside, and so you know what? I have to actually go into my garage right now. You know what? I'm done with AJ. I'm better than AJ. And if AJ wants to sit around here and talk to his attorneys and not even answer his phone, because I've called him since last Friday, I'm going to give you my response to that attorney. And that I don't care about an attorney. I'm going to mention his name over and over and over and over and over again until I'm blue in the face. So, AJ, the ball's in your court, buddy. Man up. Call into the show. Oh, wait. You know what? I do have somebody. I do have a member of AJ's family, you know? I do. No,
you
I
do.
Don't. Actually, he's... No, that nobody wants to hear any member of AJ's family on a radio show. That's just pure boring, okay? So, like I said, you want to try to get me off the air last week? I mean, Matt Alvarez hyped the show. I mean, you're supposed to be, you know, a former co-host for Matt Alvarez's show, but yet you're hurting the show because people want to hear everybody. Real quick, I'm going to give a shout-out to the chat room. What's going on, chat room? I don't even know who's in the chat room, but you know what? Give a quick shout-out to the chat room. Y'all, you know, I love y'all. But you know what, Matt? I told you everything was gonna be cool. But you know what? Nah, not now. You want to get personal? We'll get personal. Now you know what? I'm gonna save it for later. I'm gonna save enough. I'm gonna see what he says, because apparently. What's up, Matt Braddock? Hit me up on Facebook. I know I love it when these people hit me up on Facebook. You know what? I do have more shit to say about AJ. If people want to call, you know what? I think we're going to do something tonight on this. You know what? I'm not going to just wait any longer. I'm not going to have the chat room buzzing. I'm going to call AJ live on the show. So you give me a minute, and I'm going to see if his bitch ass is going to answer the phone. So give me 1 second. I'm going to call him.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you never know what's going to happen. My two former co-hosts, AJ Stahl and Eric Williams, are evidently having some sort of issue here. And I don't know what's going on here right now. I'm going to go along with the show, do what I was going to do. Like I always say, like I've been saying for the last 2 weeks, you know, when you're in here and you're listening to the show, checking things out, I started viewing this as a living room. So, you know, I'm sure most of you are probably at work. Most of you are probably at home, though. So if you're allowed to do it at work, or I know you're damn sure allowed to do it at home, just sit back, relax, take off your shoes, grab a cold drink.
Matt Alvarez.
What's
that? He's afraid of me. He didn't answer his phone again. You know what? That's pure AJ. That is pure AJ. And you know what? This is his number, because I have my sources. And you know what's funny? Getting back to that, Matt, you really did screw up. You're going to be here to the blame for it.
Excuse me?
Honestly, no. No, we're not going to get into this here, right? You know, I'm not going to put you under the bus. But, Matt, in the words of Brian Pillman, the fuck I'm not. Because I'm going to right now. You should have just gotten rid of AJ a long time ago and kept your old co-host, Ty Frizzell, because honestly, the show was actually more important than when you had that bum AJ on the show. So, you know what? He doesn't want to answer the phone. You know, it's understandable. And I don't want to. You know what is funny, though? Give me 1 second.
I have no clue what is going on. You think that the host of the show, which is me, should know what the hell is going on, but I don't know what the heck is going on around here. Yeah, that's right, Matt. We do remember you won the 1998 Royal Rumble package. I'm always tempted to say we, but well, we kind of did, we kind of didn't. More that was former co-host Todd that sent that to you. So happy to do that, but you know, I wonder what guest 1330 is thinking about all this. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, before Eric comes back on, like I said at the top of the show, you're going to be like, you were like, I know some of you were in the chat room were like, this is a sports show. Why would you talk about Craigslist on a sports show? As I welcome guest 1352 into the chat room. Matt, that's a good question. Who's going to win the World Series? Yeah, not Detroit. We don't ever want to. No, actually, no. Take that back. I can't cheer for Boston. I'm sorry, guys. I know you all love Boston. I can't cheer for them, and I'll explain that a little later on. But let's get into this, because an NFL fan has posted to Craigslist. And you're probably like, what? Why? He's very upset with his quarterback. This fan says that, you know, he made a mean, funny, / sad job description joke about a new quarterback.
You know what, Matt? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the wait. I'm tired of the holding. I, you know, just called AJ earlier on. I guess you decided to call me back.
AJ.
The one, the only, Jay Storm. Yes.
You know what?
Wow.
I am so tired of this AJ character because you know what? Whoever this Jay Stahl character is that's on the line, you know what? Mayhem Sports, all that Mayhem Sports returning to live internet radio broadcast, whatever that is, it's not going to be under AJ Stahl's run. It's going to be under the most powerful host in all of internet radio land, the one and only Eric.
Well, Eric, I know we've heard a lot from you, but now that we have AJ on, AJ,
No. I don't think people want to hear AJ. I think he puts people to sleep. He's boring. And I'm going to tell you this right now, Matt, is that if you want to egg me on a little bit, then we can play games too.
I just want to hear AJ's side of the story real quick.
Well, go ahead. Let me fall asleep. Give me one second. Okay, so go ahead. Fuck.
So wait a minute. I come back from out of vacation, and this is what happens. You guys just gang up on me. That's what it is.
That's not even that. Because you know what? I had to step into your shoes because you abandoned
my
Matt.
Shoes.
You abandoned. You know, I wear your shoes better than you do. And everybody in that chat room, from Matt Broderick to DDP. To whoever else in that agrees with me, I get constant messages. But don't even give me that.
Oh, gangbang everybody in the chat room. I mean, what's up?
You know what? I'm not from Philly. All right.
Yeah, you're from Bethlehem.
Right,
and,
right. And you know what?
We're gonna get shit on. Yeah. It's a bunch
of
shit. Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I don't think that you have just a problem with people, because you know what, people don't remember you. What's it been, like a year?
Yeah, and that's funny. That's funny because last time I checked, people clamored for me to come back and grace these shoes and shit. Come on, man. Are you
and you know what? You know what you did? I'm gonna expose you so much right now because you know what you did? You turned your back on everybody.
You're damn right. I'm better than all of you put together. Okay.
Wait a minute. So this is true, AJ?
I will go on to bigger and better things. And I can't help it if, you know, I decide to take my talents elsewhere, you know? So for the most part, I mean, screw all of you.
Well,
and the
AJ,
fact that I'm here wasting my time now with the likes
of
you.
The only reason you're wasting your time is because you decided to send an attorney after me because you're afraid.
Right, because
afraid of what I'm
going to
say.
Who, Eric Williams? Yeah,
well, hey,
sure
you get your attorney after me after I make some disparaging remarks on this show. But you know what, AJ, if I had an audio clip of stuff on Matt saying, I believe that Matt said he could do the show by himself. Because in his intro, he used to have with Matt Alvarez and AJ Stahl. You know what he did? You know what that
did?
He cut you out of the intro.
Yeah,
he had that intro for 3 years and had that intro last year when you weren't even on the show. And now all of a sudden, he cut you out.
I mean, I did kind of leave.
What do you think of that?
You know, I mean, besides me leaving because, you know, I'm better than all of you, I do take offense to that because I do occasionally appear, like, kind of today is one of those days where I randomly appear because, you know, you people, I don't get it. I think all of you are jealous of me. That's what it is.
You know
jealous
what?
Because
you
my
know
show
what?
Went places and that most of these shows don't even get to touch.
AJ, you know what's funny?
What's funny?
I'm listening to you talk and I'm thinking to myself, I agree with you.
I mean, just look at it. We were the best rookie show in our first year. Like, I've taken people from this show before. I could do it again if I choose to. I mean, listen to that. There's no hard feelings between me and you. I'm just better than
you. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
You know what's funny?
Okay.
DDP.
Okay.
No. I'm going to say this. And you know what, AJ? He's making a remark. You know what he just sent me a Facebook message? saying BS, BS, BS to everything you just said.
BS to everything
BS,
I just
like,
said.
Like bullshit, like bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Like, he's talking about us. Like, he's talking about you. Because you know
what's funny?
You know what's funny?
What's funny?
What's that TV show? That they
What is that TV show?
Matt Alvarez.
I think
Matt Alvarez should be on the show called Pranked.
Yeah, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, he doesn't know when he's being pranked or, you know.
And you know what's funny? You think the Sports Opinions chat room has also been pranked because guess what?
What?
Come on, make me out. Come on. I mean, you know you want to. Just say the words. And all you got to do, and that's it.
I quit.
No, that's not the words. You screwed up.
Yes, it is.
Because in that attorney letter, in that, you know what? In that attorney letter.
Oh, I'm suing Matt.
No, yeah, you're suing Matt. You're not suing me.
Yeah, I'm suing Matt because I'm suing you and Matt.
Well, you remember one thing. I got a phone call from your ex-co-host, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Offering me a spot on Mayhem Sports, and guess what happened?
What?
I accepted, buddy.
Oh, so you're going to join him?
No, guess what? It's going to be the three of us. And guess who you have to put up with?
Oh, I have to put up with Eric Williams now, don't I?
And guess what? I have a contract.
What?
Ironclad. Yep.
Ironclad contract? The one that Nick gave you. Okay.
I am
yeah,
so right now.
Listen, well, guess what? I'm over top of him, so I get to fire you.
No, you can't fire me because guess what?
I can't fire you.
No, there's no
Ironclad
thing. No, listen,
gentlemen.
I have my attorney.
We do have a show to do.
It'll be a done deal. You'll be fired.
No, you know what? You know, no, that's not happening. Matt, what does Matt have anyway?
I have a lot of
no, no. Matt does have something that you want.
What do
like
I want? His radio time slot?
The Sports Opinion Show.
I don't want this piece of shit.
Excuse me, AJ?
You heard me. I don't want this.
Are you asking to come back to the show, AJ? Permanent basis.
Am I asking?
No.
Is that what you're asking me?
No, he's telling you that you're fired.
He
owns the Sports Opinion Show now.
Due to the fact that you've allowed certain things to happen in my absence as part of my last contract with you, I now own your show and I'm canceling you.
You can't cancel
you're
your
canceling
contract. The year's not over yet. Your contract is 2016.
Yes, it is.
What are you talking about?
No, the contract goes until October the 18th. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at it right now. It says October 18th, 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
I don't think anybody's paid attention to it.
I don't think any. You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? I want to know how the chat room is reacting right now.
I would like to know so, too, because I just got a message from Matt Broderick on my Facebook page, so I'm trying to figure out what that's all about. GDP can shove it. I don't give a fuck.
Yo, he's going to UFC 166 tomorrow. What do you think about taking that, you know, that plane that we're going to get from buying the Sports Opinion Show and selling it to the Asians? What do you think about buying a plane and going to UFC 166 and finding DDP and taking his tickets? Because I know it's been a big Facebook thing with DDP posting, oh, yeah, Eric Williams can... No, no, if it's me and you, I mean, hell, we can run rampant, you know?
Well, I'll put it to you like this. I'm going, whatever assets is sold and kept and whatever money is involved is not going to be used for until, you know,
well,
we get
to
the actual.
I want to know what's
I'm firing
Matt,
so there's no way around it.
Where is Matt? No, we need Matt. We need Matt to be like a lackey. He's going to be like the person that reads the chat room questions off. But that's about it. But he can't. Yeah.
I'm not hiring him for that either.
Matt, what is the chat room saying? What's the chat room buzzing?
The chat room is not buzzing. The chat room is not saying anything.
They are shocked.
They're shocked, son, and me. Shocked, and son, and that's what they get. They all deserve to know that, you know, I've just been tired. I've been wasting time. I felt like this should have been said years ago, which it was, and then now all of a sudden I just feel this way. And you guys just have to understand it. You know, Matt didn't stick up for me one bit.
You know,
I've
he actually
stuck
believed
up
that.
You.
He told me off the phone.
I've always stuck up for you, AJ.
AJ,
no.
He actually, if I'm not mistaken, he actually would rather had Todd Frazell over you.
Oh, really? Well, he can go join him in jail.
And honestly, no. I wonder if Todd's dropping the soap. That's all I'm wondering.
Well, I mean, according to Matt, you know, his first college classes and tests and stuff is all concerned. I guess so, too.
Wait, say that again, AJ? Loud and clear.
Yeah.
Are you afraid to say something?
Hear it again. I'm not going to repeat myself. Matt, just understand one thing. When I come back, it's the end of your show. Just know that. And you know what? Matter of fact, I'll give you 15 seconds on my show just to give you a paycheck.
15 seconds.
Okay.
Well, then that will have to be $100 cash.
And Matt, don't think. Wait a minute. No. Don't think for one second. Just because we did this today doesn't mean we're going to come on every week and speak our mind. I mean, in this contract, AJ, I'm actually looking at this, and it also says that we can say whatever we want. There's no barrier.
Well, guess what, Matt? I'm going to leave it to you like this. When you hired Todd, you officially fired me. When you let Lisa and them go, you officially fired me and them. So I'll put it to you like this. If I had my way of bringing these people back together, besides Todd Frazell, because you all saw what happened with them, I would bring them back, not to attack you or anything, but to put on the best damn show possible. You have plenty of talent and wasted it all. So you're like the Oakland Raiders and Matt Flynn.
You just had to go there.
Huh?
I said you just had to go there,
well,
didn't you?
I mean, my team may be 0-6, but, you know, I'm just going to take my shots while I can. The proverbial shots, right?
We've got Terrell Pryor. That's our boy.
Yeah,
Terrell
Pryor's
going to take my boys to higher places, and we're going to the Super Bowl.
To the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
AJ, I think Matt needs to be drug tested, too. I think that we need to add that in the contract. Because the statements that he just made, that comes off of somebody that's on drugs.
No. No, not at all.
AJ, real quickly. AJ, are you going to give us your side of the story of exactly what the hell is going on here?
Sure. What would you like to know?
How did this come about?
One thing, I'm tired of
Eric Williams.
We'll get to that.
Wait a minute, no. You're completely off. You're completely going off a thing, off of...
No. Because not only am I suing you, Matt, but
I'm
going
after Eric
for personal reasons.
You're not suing me at all, because guess what?
What? Did you have a contract? What the hell does your contract have to do with anything?
You signed a contract.
I didn't sign anything.
Yes. Go back and read the contract, all right? Because honestly... We're not part of Mayhem Sports. It's a single entity.
It's a single entity. What's a single entity?
Eric is right.
You.
Guess what? You can't fire me. But guess what? We can do. We can take over Mayhem Sports. We can take over the Sports Opinion Show. Because Matt doesn't realize this.
Once, but I told you, I'm selling the assets like WCW. There's no equity here.
Well, honestly, we can make a lot of money on the black market.
There's no equity here. There's like the Raiders championship briefcase. to the rings and shit. There's nothing here. Anyway, I like to see what the chat room's talking about, because there's no chitter chatter. Nobody trying to call in to stop me. You know, this takeover seems to be going very well since we're 30 minutes in, and I have a lot more to say.
Yeah.
Well, I think enough has been said, and we have to go to commercial break. But before we go to commercial break, DDP likes to say that he never liked you anyway, AJ.
Well, that's good to know. Nobody is, but you know what? It doesn't matter to me.
I guess
you know
we
what's
can
funny
leave
though?
It at that.
Funny though? Funny though?
Oh, see how quickly they hung up? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what that was about. I'm over here sticking up for the chat room. And were they trying to screw us or were they trying to screw me? I don't know, but they just ruined 30 minutes of my damn show. That's okay. I'll make it up right after this quick break.
Fans, don't worry. The Sports Opinion Show will be back after a brief message from our friends here on the NDB Media Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hottest place on the internet for wrestling and video games is, of course, WGS Radio. We got it all. News, reviews, interviews with some of the biggest stars in wrestling today, and yes, even...
Oh my God!
The leader of Team Gooch himself, Mick Dirty Fist. That's every Wednesday and Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Time. And of course, for pay-per-views, 2 hours before every pay-per-view for wrestling. www.blogtalkradio.com/WGS Radio. We'll see you there.
Mike, what is your deal,
oh,
man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby.
Whoa.
Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Mike!
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
So long ago, we lost our way.
now, we return back to the Sports Opinion Show with your host, Matt Alfred.
And we are back right here on the Sports Opinion Show. The first 30 minutes of this show went off the page. Ladies and gentlemen, I have no clue what that was about, but hopefully we'll figure things out next week and get this all over with. Anyways, back to what I said when I was trying to do, that a Browns fan has posted he took to Craigslist this week, and, you know, he said that, you know, it's a mean/funny/sad job description. He says, "Hello and thanks for reading. Have you played pro football, college football, high school football? How about Pee Wee? Have you ever played Madden before?" The reason why is because he's upset about the Cleveland Browns quarterback. He says they need a new quarterback, and they need a new quarterback now. That all of Cleveland is very upset that this quarterback hasn't done his job. That's what this fan believes. So he just took to Craigslist to post an ad to make a joke about it. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if the Cleveland Browns know about that post on Craigslist there in Cleveland. I'm serious. If you go to Craigslist and if you do the whole thing and you type in Cleveland, to pretend like you live in Cleveland, you'll see the ad. I saw it myself, and I was like, wow. Wow. Yeah, they're 0-6, so that's quite understandable. Also, Peyton Manning has told Jim Irsay that you better draft Andrew Luck, because if you don't, you're crazy. This was while Manning was still on the Colts roster. Irsay said that, well, it's our desire to transition from Manning to Andrew Luck in a semi-state period, since Manning is on that verge of retirement. Talk about wrestling, man. Wrestling with a lot of things. And NFL Bucs coach, he said that, well, he didn't do anything wrong with leaking Josh Freeman's information as it relates to Freeman being in the NFL substance program to treat his ADHD problem. And the reason why he's been having to go back to treatment so much is because he accidentally took Ritalin meds. That's another kind of medication that NFL doctors are not supposed to prescribe, but somehow they did, and he says it was an accident. So he voluntarily, normal guys in the NFL, they would say, well, I didn't know that, I didn't do this, and I didn't do that, and I don't know what you're talking about. They would lie about it. But him, he said, well, I know I took it. It's the wrong drug, and so I'm voluntarily going to, you know, go through with it and keep getting drug tested every 2 weeks. So that's what he's been doing. That's a lot of stuff right there. Speaking with wrestling with everything, or as I said before, all wrestling, or you can subtitle it from what Matt Broderick, this was his idea, are you ready for wrestling? I don't believe, and I know that Adrian Peterson wasn't prepared to wrestle his way through life like this, and because he said thanks for the support on the death of his son, who was killed due to abuse last weekend. And it amazes me and amazes a lot of people that he actually showed up to work on Sunday. I just told Craig Brooks about this just under an hour ago, and we both talked about it, and he said, you know, that's the way it goes. And I said, dang, I wouldn't be able to do that. He still went to work, and they were prepared 4 hours in advance to have the backup quarterback take over Adrian Peterson's job. But he showed up. I said, what are you doing here? He said, I need to play football. Please, coach. I need to play football. And remember how on the anniversary show that I had talked about that certain people need an escape, right? You know, if you get too much crap going on in your life and you're like, I need to go to the movies, or like sometimes with me, and I'm sure Matt Broderick and DDP and others will agree with this, that sometimes I know that there's, you know, a semi-base of girls that play video games, but it's mostly us guys, right? But still, if you're a girl and you're listening, like my good friend Kathy, even though she's a Broncos fan, but I got to take the video games. I'm like, I need to pretend to shoot somebody before I decide to actually really shoot somebody, or I'll just, you know, do something. I'll go to the movies. Like tonight, I was telling the chaplain during that commercial break that I need to get out of here tonight. I've got to go, and I'm going to a wrestling show. That way I won't have to worry about what's going on here. But Adrian Peterson didn't do that. You would think that he would want to stay away and be with the family, be with all his other extended family that are close to him during this time of need, that he would stay away. But coming in and saying, coach, play football, that's his escape. That's his way of relieving stress for 4 or 5 hours just to talk with the guy, you know, maybe laugh a little bit, maybe have some jokes. It's not going to take away the pain, but it'll take it out away temporarily. And Matt Broderick, he just said in the chat room, and it perfectly, he said he wanted to take his pain out on the field because he's rushed for 200-plus yards. Yes, that's true. That is very true. So, Adrian Peterson, on behalf of the Sports Opinion Show, and I'm sure the guys will mention this on Sports Talk with the Guys tomorrow. I know for the last 2 weeks, speaking of Sports Talk with the guys that actually own this channel, they just let me borrow it. So thank you to them for that. I've noticed that some of you are like, what's going on here? And I know Coffee was like, he told me that he didn't, all it said was that you guys were on the air, so I don't know if you guys are going to be on the air tomorrow. But I'm going to talk to them later on, and I'll get a hold of Roger and see what's going on. It's probably a Blog Talk Radio issue because I know last week it was hard that they weren't on. The week before they weren't on something, whatever had happened, I don't know. But they're normally on every Saturday at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now let's go into last night's Seahawks win against the Cardinals 34-22. That was a big, big game. A big game, big game plan from the Cardinals. Now they put everything on the line. They played like they were playing the Super Bowl. That's what it looked like to me. So that's the way it is. This Sunday, it's the Patriots versus the Jets. Patriots will lead and probably win. Chargers will take on the Jaguars. Texans versus the Chiefs. Bengals versus the Lions. Bills will take on the Dolphins. The Bears will take on the Redskins. Cowboys will take on the Eagles. Rams will take on the Panthers. Bucks will take on the Falcons. The Niners will take on the Titans. The Browns will take on the Packers. That's going to be a good game. All these games are going to be good. Some more tougher than others. Ravens will take on the Steelers. Broncos are playing the Colts. Wow. Might be some competition between my friends in the group, Kathy and, of course, Craig. Craig is from Indianapolis. Kathy likes the Broncos. Oh, boy. I wonder what's going to happen there. Maybe Craig will invite Kathy over to her house and so that way they can cheer each other's team on. Not what that might, I don't know. The Vikings will take on the Giants. And then, of course, Monday night. Ladies and gentlemen, Monday night will be the Vikings and the New York Giants. a lot of talk still resembles around Michael Vick and the whole deal that he did with the dog, and we know about all that. So yeah, that's what's going on here. And then of course, yeah, I know Matt, my boys, the Raiders, they're on a bye week this week too. So, and then of course, as I said at the top of the show, or I tried to, and of course, everything else had happened that took up the whole 30 minutes of the show. But since I didn't get to say it all the way through, I can say it now. Tomorrow night, all of Houston, Texas, or all of Texans, is going to be very, very happy. Because tomorrow night, live on pay-per-view, is UFC 166. And you'll hear more about that later on. Yes, DDP, you will hear about it also during our next commercial break. I've got the preliminary standings and things that are going to take place on this pay-per-view. I'll do that rundown as well. Now, on to more unfateful things for wrestling news. You know, it amazes me that for 1 year straight, the only thing that WWE and Vince McMahon have been trying to say is, we know who we want for WrestleMania 30. We want it to be Hulk Hogan, the biggest personality ever in the history of wrestling. Well, here we are a year later, and they were still doing that. But now, because of this whole episodic thing that took place when the summer started about the whole Hulk Hogan sex tape deal, they might not be interested now, because now they say Vince is demanding the one person, the one man who has never worked for our company, yet he is a major, major icon. That icon is Sting. Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens as time develops and we head towards the end of the year and on into WrestleMania 30. And a new memo was leaked by Stephanie McMahon to the creative team and to the announcers that certain words are now banned. For example, let's pretend that this is Monday Night Raw, and if Michael Cole wants to do this. Oh my God, I can't believe that happened. Well, what do you think happened, Michael Cole? I don't know, but the referee didn't see it. The referee did not see that move. I can't believe that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, commit some of those words and wrestling holds to memory. Because now they don't want Michael Cole saying that the referee's back was turned. They talk about turning the blind eye in the world of wrestling. This is it. And they're just banning a whole bunch of words for no reason at all. That's because of Vince McMahon. You know, Joey Styles had it down when ECW was around. There was no storytelling, no victim invitations, and there was always a finish to the match, even in Extreme Championship Wrestling. Then, of course, WCW came along, and they start telling stories, they start mixing this in, and then WWE does it. And then ECW got involved in it too. But ECW, Paul Heyman found a way to keep fans guessing about their stories. That's because their stories were more adult-themed and adult-present-like, which TNA is trying, but they can't get to that level. Also, WWE is not signing independent talent, and they're not planning on doing it anymore. And you say, well, why is that? Because Vince McMahon wants bigger guys. And I mean bigger guys. Guys like the Great Khali, like the Big Show. They said that they don't need any more people. They have a full talent roster. No, you don't. That is complete lie. That's stupidity is what that is. Sure, you've got Los Matadores, who just made their tag team debut. Eva Marie is, you know, back, but she's not really new. She's been in WWE before. Zeb Coulter, a.k.a. Dutch Mantel, that's his real name, has been back in the company for 2 years now. But he was with them during the 60s and 70s, so he's not really new. You have Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, pretty much all the same people. So how can you tell the world that we have a full roster, we can't afford to hire any more people? Yeah, you can. It's always the same people every week. So, I don't know. But WWE was pissed about the fact that nobody really knew how to react during Brie Bella's face turn. Once she became a face on Monday Night Raw, being attacked by Tamina Snuka, it just, because it happened too fast. They did it too fast, and that's why there was no reaction. And besides, the reason for that is there's only a 40% margin that actually watch the reality show Total Divas. So out of the 40% that watch Total Divas, they already knew that Brie Bella was becoming a babyface instead of being mean and nasty and everything else to all the other girls on the show. So they brought that into a storyline fold. But the way they did it was just too fast. And Tamina normally would have got booed, but that didn't happen. So now they're trying to figure out what to do. And they say that they need to keep her in face now that she's already done it on Total Divas to try and get people. This is going to be their launch pad to get people to actually watch Total Divas. And check this out. Austin Aries said that there are no problems in TNA. People are just blowing smoke up our ass and just so they can create stories and create all these podcasts and internet shows for themselves because they read the dirt sheets. No. I don't read the dirt sheets. I get the information from liable sources, from a truthful source, that's been working with me for a long, long time now. And hasn't everything been made lies and other things come true? Because of the close ties that I'm creating now. It's not just me. It's other podcast shows. There's a thousand of them out there. I won't go into names, but hey, they know who they are. They know who they are. And he also said, so stop paying attention to all these people and don't believe what they say. Give TNA a chance. But I guarantee you, Austin Aries has quoted saying, and I quote this is from Austin Aries now, There's 100% no problems in TNA. No problems whatsoever. You expect us to believe that? That there are no problems? Come on, I'm sure. It seems like Austin Aries is trying to make TNA look like Sesame Street, where everybody gets along, where there's never no problems. We don't argue. We know how to work out our problems before they even start. No. That's not going to happen. This is predetermined wrestling that we're talking about. I mean, I'm sure that if I was to do something like this, to put the entire chat room on blast and be like, okay, well, the two guests that are in the chat room, I want them to win over Matt Broderick and DDP, who's also in the chat room. And yeah, that's it. They're gonna win. And they're gonna win on their very first night. And you guys are gonna go, fans aren't ready for that. You want us to win just like that? No advertisement, no nothing like that. And then what if you were to say, well, if we do that, you are going to pay me what we talked about, right? And I would say, no. That's what Dixie Carter's been doing. Publicly telling the wrestlers that she's not going to pay them unless they work. Which, to some degree, is understandable, but other than that, hey, that's just the way it works. Anyway, let's get down to Monday Night Raw. The Miz took on Randy Orton. Randy Orton wins. Then after the match, Bray Wyatt comes out and he sits in his rocking chair and he speaks to the Miz and he tells the Miz that his days in the WWE are numbered. Well, what does that mean? Is there some prone injury about the Miz that we don't know about? That they really know about, and he's probably going to be taken off television for a while? I see, Vince McMahon, you're trying to be sneaky about who's injured and who's not. Well, you know, wait till after this report is over. I've got some things to say about that. Fandango wrestled Santino. Fandango gets the win. That was when, I guess we can say that was a three-star match, Fandango versus Santino. So, yeah. Los Matadors took on Heath Slater. And, yeah, Los Matadors wins. Then we have the Beat the Clock Challenge, something that's on past WWE games. Matt Broderick and others of you know what I'm talking about. Beat the Clock is so fun, but it's always so hard to do. I know I'm not alone in that when it comes to video games, right, ladies and gentlemen? But anyways, Ryback took on R-Truth. Ryback won the first Beat the Clock Challenge. Then, of course, after the commercial break, they had Tensai and Brodus Clay versus Antonio Cesaro and Jack Swagger, who ended up getting the win with themselves. And yeah. And then, of course, as I mentioned earlier, Tamina Snuka took on Brie Bella. Tamina wins, but after the match, she wasn't satisfied, and she decided to try and break Brie Bella's arm, which signified the audience in not saying anything. I guess I can agree with Vince McMahon's sentiment that why aren't people booing? If somebody attacked somebody else for no reason at all, namely two women like this, wouldn't you be booing? Maybe the crowd didn't really know how to react. Maybe the majority of that crowd had never been to a wrestling show and it was their first big wrestling show. And even though it pains me to say it, but it's true, WWE is the big dog out there. And we had our second Beat the Clock Challenge. CM Punk versus Curtis Axel. Punk wins with 11 seconds left on the clock, which means come Hell in a Cell, he gets to pick the stipulation with Curtis Axel, Ryback, and Paul Heyman. And you know Paul Heyman, if you saw his reaction on Monday night, you know that he was pissed. And he almost looked like he was about to pee his pants, too. I hate to say it about a great legend like Paul Heyman, but it had to be said. Daniel Bryan took on Alberto Del Rio. Del Rio won by countout because Randy Orton went in the back and, you know, they put him on the Titantron, and he's like, I wonder how your fiance is feeling after that attack, Tamina. Why don't I go check on her? So he didn't care about the match. He left, and of course that's how he got counted out. And then it led to this big brawl with Orton and Daniel Bryan backstage, and well, Orton still comes out on top because the writers are making him look stronger than ever. Then we had a no disqualification tag team title match. Cody Rhodes and Goldust took on Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. Cody and Goldust are new champions, thanks to the Big Show. Because at first I was like, I'm just sitting here watching. And then they went, well, wow, what's going on here? The crowd just turns around and they're like, all right, woo! I'm like, who's coming down the aisle? Or who's in the crowd that people are cheering about that they're not watching the match? And then here comes the Big Show. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, the Big Show. He just comes in there and he knocks everybody out. And then, of course, he just decimated the Shield. And, of course, when Triple H came out and he tried to get his hands on the Big Show, but the Big Show escaped through the crowd. Triple H was livid, as some like to say. He was honestly upset about that. And, well, he took to Twitter after that and said that this next week, it might be tonight on SmackDown. Of course, I won't be here. I'll be up. An actual independent wrestling show. But it could be tonight on SmackDown where he will publicly deal with the Big Show. Or he just might wait until Monday Night Raw. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't think we would have time to get into everything because of what happened in the first 30 minutes of the show. Once again, I'd like to welcome guest 13. Guest 330, guest 1405, no, I'm right, 1330, sorry about that, Matt Broderick, DDP, and I know there's others are listening live. I hope, I'm pretty sure that my friends from the entire group, everybody that's a part of the group, I hope they're all listening live. I know Craig Brooks is down there at McDonald's. He got some of the group members with him. He told me that 3 or 4 of them go down there and they go with him to McDonald's, I'm sure. Everybody in McDonald's is listening. Hope you're enjoying the show. In just about 15 minutes, you know, we're going to take another commercial break or so, about that time. And we've got we're going to take a special in-depth look. And you're going to hear about tomorrow night with UFC 166 that will take place on pay-per-view. Now, I don't know about you guys, but Matt Broderick, I know you like to drink once in a while. I'm sure a lot of other people do, too. But if you get a chance, go to your local bar. I don't really promote bars because I don't really drink. But you might be able, some of my friends have been able to go to local bars or something, Matt, and when UFC pay-per-views are on there, because they're showing and inviting people to come to their bar to watch the pay-per-view, some of my friends have been lucky to get drinks on the house. You might get food on the house, too. Who knows? Or if you feel more comfortable watching the pay-per-view at home, do that, too. Once again, I'd like to welcome you if you're able to. Once again, sit back and relax. We're on into our second hour, our second and final hour right here on the Sports Opinion Show. So we're going to do things a little early. We're going to get right into Impact Wrestling and what took place last night. We normally don't do it this way. We normally do it, run down Impact Wrestling after the commercial break. Since we've got time, we've got lots of time. Well, not really. 1 hour is not enough time, so let's get right into this. You know, I couldn't be more perplexed, more shocked with the fact the way that Dixie Carter has done this thing to her promotion, where there's all wrestling all the time. And as I said, you can subtitle the message that was Matt Broderick's idea, "Are you ready for some wrestling?" The magnitude of a wrestling show to be this big. Dixie Carter had came out last night, and I saw her do this. I couldn't believe it. And I hate to say this, but as I welcome Roto Radio into the chat room, oh, Roto Radio is Lenny. Lenny is in the chat room. Long time no see, Lenny. What is going on? But like I said, I hate to say this. Doesn't Dixie Carter, is it just me, or is she starting to sound as stupid as Stephanie McMahon on WWE television? I'm sorry, but Dixie Carter needs to go back to working behind the scenes. But that's not going to happen, because I told you all last week that after all these years of her watching Eric Bischoff and Hulk Hogan show her the ropes by them being on TV, they were showing her how easy it is to be a heel, how much fun it is to be a face at times. But I don't know if it's the way that they're teaching her, but whatever it is, they didn't do a good job of teaching her, because, like I said, she's starting to sound like Stephanie McMahon, because she kept fumbling through her words. I'm like, what happened? Did you forget your promo? Did you forget your lines? Come on now, you've got to do better than that. So she said, well, I'm here to address AJ Styles. She said, I'm here to put a $50,000 bounty on his head to anybody that takes him out tonight. But she doesn't want to take him out. She doesn't want him there at Bound for Glory. As I welcome guest 11, guest 495 into the chat room. Welcome there. And then Bully Ray said, well, I would be glad and happy to, as the champion, of course, to take out AJ Styles for you. Anyway, we had something that I hadn't seen in wrestling in years. Lenny, I'm not sure what happened to all the Indian wrestlers. It's getting sad out there. Lenny, I know you weren't here earlier, but I'll mention again for those. Everybody's been here all throughout the entire show that I had to address the fact that WWE only wants the big guys, like the Big Show. They don't want any more smaller guys, and they keep telling the world, Lenny, that they have a full roster, which, of course, is not true. Yeah, James Strongbow, yeah. Everybody remembers him. But we had something that I had not seen in wrestling in years, and that was a Four Corners match. I said, wow, this should be interesting. Eric Young versus Christopher Daniels versus Hernandez versus Robbie E. And there were times where it looked like Daniels and Hernandez were better than Robbie E. and Eric Young. And I said, well, maybe Hernandez will win. As we welcome Coffee back into the chat room. Coffee, I'm sorry about the whole first 30 minutes of that, but I don't know what that's about. So, yeah, Robbie E. wins. Out of all the people, you think that since Eric Young has already been established, he's already got a hot profile because he's been with TNA all these years. Christopher Daniels has been there. Hernandez has been around for 4 years with TNA. But somebody like Robbie E., who in a lot of people's minds is still underdog in wrestling, that's why they let him get over with the fans. But he's still a heel, so people aren't going to cheer for him just yet. But once he becomes a babyface, then people will cheer for him. Next we had Gunner versus Knox. But Gunner, of course, wins in just 4 minutes and 50 seconds. Chris Sabin versus Samoa Joe. And it was a lot of back and forth. They took each other to the limit. It looked like a pay-per-view match. Awesome quality. Samoa Joe ends up winning at 5 minutes and 15 seconds. Now you're probably wondering, why did you include how long the matches were with the time, such as Samoa Joe's, which was 5 minutes and 15 seconds? Because I'm going to relate to this in just a few minutes. Bully Ray took on Magnus in a non-title match. Bully Ray wins at 10 minutes and 43 seconds. Coffee. On a personal note from me to you, right here live on the air, you crazy bastard. Coffee said, I can't stop playing FIFA Soccer. It's so good. I know. I've heard very, very good reports about that video game. There's a lot of good video games that I haven't had a chance to get my hands on. So, Coffee, part two of that whole personal thing just from me to you, but I'm doing it live right here on the air in front of everybody so everybody doesn't misunderstand me. But, Coffee, answer this for me in the chat room. If I lived 5 minutes from your house, would you let me borrow FIFA Soccer? You're right. Here we go. He's probably going to say, hell no. Hell no, I wouldn't. Lenny, yes. I've already seen that documentary of Bret Hart. Lenny has put the link in the chat room for that, so if you feel like watching that, you can do so after the show. After the show. I know I don't have Xbox Coffee. I'm saying just as a prerogative, if we did have the same video game system, just pretend, you know, in your mind. Do you even let people borrow anything? Or are you like somebody else I know? Oh, man. Never. Huh. I knew it. Coffee said never. Coffee said, I don't share my games with others. Oh, so you don't play well with others. Uh-huh. I see how you are. Well, I guess there's nothing that can be done about that, isn't there? Oh, boy. I just had to ask. I tried my best to ask nicely, Coffee, so. Oh, well, at least I tried. Now I know the answer. I kind of had a feeling that would be your answer, but I had to make sure. I had to make sure. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our final commercial break. And when we come back, but I've got a commercial for it too, so we're going to take a special in-depth look on UFC 166 for tomorrow night's pay-per-view. It kind of feels like a special edition show, doesn't it? But it is not. So sit tight and get ready to hear. I've got the full UFC card right in front of me. Don't go anywhere.
Hey fans, don't worry. The Sports Opinion Show will be back after a brief message from our friends here on the NDB Media Network.
Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Ground beef, refried beans, guacamole, cheese, sour cream, and if there's any room left, a few shreds of lettuce.
I don't see no lettuce.
A culinary creation that baffles the human mind. A 12,000-calorie salad.
Ah, caramba!
Some may ask, is your taco salad healthy? Of course it is. It's a salad, isn't it?
You can eat that deep-fried crunchy bowl.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, conquistador of the calorie. You put the feast in fiesta.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Thank you. Man, I love these new Red Button Roast coffees. It is exactly what I need. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Tell me about it. This French vanilla one is a great way to start the day.
Did you just say, tell me about it and then keep on talking? Because I can't really tell you about it if you keep on talking afterwards.
And you did wake up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
I know. Tell me about it.
New Red Button Roast coffee and premium breakfast burritos. Now available with egg whites. This is how you sonic.
Cain Velasquez, Junior Dos Santos for the heavyweight championship. He's on!
Cain goes down!
A new heavyweight champion!
This is the real Cain Velasquez.
I'm going to come back and take my belt again.
They will settle the
back to the Sports Opinion Show with your host, Matt Alfred.
And we are back right here on the Sports Opinion Show. DDP, you're welcome for that. Of course, DDP, thanking me for playing the UFC 166 pay-per-view commercial, because, ladies and gentlemen, if you live in Texas, like my good friend DDP does, I hope you have a ticket to tomorrow night's UFC 166 event live on pay-per-view. If not, just watch it on pay-per-view. It should be a phenomenal, phenomenal show that Dana White and the UFC have planned. Lightning says, should the Redskins change their name? Nah, I don't think so. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, as we get into this with the whole UFC 166 card that will take place tomorrow on pay-per-view, and I'm just curious if anybody saw the whole, you know, the press conference that took place between all these guys, Gilbert Melendez, Diego Sanchez, Roy Nelson, Daniel Corner, Cain Velasquez, and Junior Dos Santos. Because these eight guys were a part of that press conference that took place this past Wednesday. you can also, you know, watch it again if you didn't see it before. If you didn't see it, you need to see it because it's on YouTube. The UFC 166 press conference was funny towards the end, you know, because everybody knew that Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos were coming up next. But first, they still had to get opinions and talk to, you know, Roy Nelson and Daniel Corner. Daniel Corner, I'm pulling for him, mainly because, and I know this is biased, this is completely biased, everyone in the chat room is going to rip my head off and be like, you can't do that, Matt. What the hell's wrong with you? Just because Daniel is from your hometown, he was born in the same state as you, San Jose, California. That's my city. Love my San Jose peeps, even though I live in San Leandro, California. But it was funny between these two. They're both doing the stare down that they have to do that Dana White tells them, okay, now look at each other, do the stare down, however you do it, I don't care, but it's got to look good for the magazine. And in the process of doing that, they hold their fist up like they're going to fight each other, like they could just beat the hell out of each other at any moment until Roy Nelson. Roy Nelson, he tried to hold it in as best he could, but he couldn't. And the fact that it became super funny. You guys are like, what the hell? Well, I'll tell you what was funny. Because you know how he has that long, long, scraggly beard and the long, long, extended mustache. The left side of his mustache was bothering Roy, which might have got messed up by some of the photographers from other UFC and other martial arts organizations that were taking pictures for all these different magazines. Because his mustache was itching him, and he kind of had to put his finger inside his nose. And and then, of course, Dana White and Daniel, they just looked at each other and started laughing because it was funny. And somebody from the audience was like, hey, don't pick your nose. He had no choice but to do it. Roy's mustache was bothering him there. So, yeah. Awesome. But ladies and gentlemen, here is the full initial card. I know other sports shows or other shows even closely related to UFC or MMA type shows right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm not disrespecting any other shows on Blog Talk Radio. I actually am friends with different types of shows, including sports shows, right here on Blog Talk Radio. But other shows out there, they don't give you the complete listing, the complete card. They just give you their full predictions, and they waste all this time on doing these things that they never get to the full card. They only give you the main event. Well, I've got that, plus the preliminary. So here's how it's going to go down first. John Dodson will take on Daryl Montague. This is going to be a fight. This is going to be a fight. Dodson is 3-for-1 in UFC. Daryl's got a bigger advantage because he's a little taller than John. But then again, as they say, in any event, Coffee, size does not matter. Lenny, maybe they'll let you be a guest ring announcer for UFC one of these days. What do you think of that? Gabriel Gandala will take on Sean Jordan. Sean Jordan, Gabriel Gandala, these two guys, they have quite the history. They really do. Sean Jordan is 15-4-0. Gabriel is 15-7-0. You have a weird story, huh, Lenny? Never again? Well, Gilbert Melendez will take on Diego Sanchez. Gilbert is 21-3. Diego Sanchez is 24-5. And their last reading card for both of these men is 0. But what's really going to happen between these two? Who knows? You can only check that out, like I said, on UFC on pay-per-view tomorrow night. Once again, Roy Nelson will take on Daniel Corner. These two have quite the history that they're trying to show that I'm better than you. And I've always been better than you. And, well, we can only wait and see what the end result is going to be. Roy Nelson His scoring card is 19-8-0. Daniel Cormier's is 12-0-0. And some people are saying that Roy Nelson's contention team might have a lot to do with his numbers. Being that, well, tomorrow's the 19th and he has 19 wins under his belt. Could that be an omen? No, numbers don't really signify anything, ladies and gentlemen. That's just superstition. Okay? It really, really is. Complete superstition that leads us to everything else that could or may not happen between these two inside the UFC cage. And then, of course, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hold on to your hats because then you should be ready. Because immediately following that, it will be the UFC main event for the UFC Heavyweight Championship of the World. Cain Velasquez versus Junior Dos Santos. Junior's got, you know, one win over Cain Velasquez, as you heard in the commercial. Cain Velasquez said, he's only beaten me one time. One time, you know, with his accent. But I beat him three times. And then you heard the commercial where he said that, you know what? You have my title, and I'm coming back for my title. Take it. With brute force. Well, we'll see what happens in the world of UFC. Since it's not predetermined like wrestling is. Since nothing else is really goes far off between these two. They have mutual respect for each other. But they're... Dos Santos, some believe that he's in way over his head to try and disrespect Velasquez and everything that happened in the last 4 years that they've faced each other off and on, over and over again. Even on national television. Because I've seen them do this over the last 2 years. Now that Dana White has got a great partnership with Fox, you know, and I'm privileged to have a Fox local station that will do some of these preliminary fights on Friday night. But tomorrow night, the stakes couldn't be any higher. Any higher for UFC, and I know DDP agreed with this. The fact that this is going to be one of the most knockdown, drag-out fights of the year because it's on pay-per-view. I know everybody else says, well, you know, that's not really a big, big card. You've only got 5 matches on a pay-per-view. What's that going to be? 90 minutes? An hour and a half? No, I'm sure they'll find a way to make this pay-per-view go as long as possible and to see who's going to get the win. Who really is going to do what they were sent out to do in order for a win. We'll see what happens. Everything has just gone out the window for them. Because this is purview. pay-per-view is so much more outlandish than national TV. National TV is the proving ground for an organization such as UFC. And that's where it's going to go. That's where it's going to remain. That's what's going to happen. That's just what awaits people that are interested in this pay-per-view. Will Cain Velasquez do it again? Because they're tailor-making this as the final chapter. I'm sure you've seen the longer, much extended, breakdown of this between Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos, because it goes more in depth, and how they both said that. Well, I like him for this reason. I like him for that reason. But in this area, I hate him for this, and I hate him for that, and it's just like, wow, so emotional between these two. Not just them, with everybody on the card. Everyone involved with UFC. And, of course, Dana White himself has this cosmetic feeling that these things are going to remain where they're at and what they need to do. So we hope that they can – well, we don't need to hope. We know that they'll get there. We know that, you know, by a large margin of UFC fans, such as DDP – DDP, since we have some time here to fool around. Have you had to tell your mom, damn it, will you stop lying to me about my tickets? That they're gone, or they got stolen, or dad lost them. I know your dad wouldn't even think of losing those tickets, because, by God, we all know that UFC tickets, they cost a hell of a shitload of money. Yeah, those tickets, yeah, they're not cheap, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure everyone listening live knows that. I mean, they're almost just as much as WWE tickets to, you know, get bleacher seats or something like that. Oh, my goodness, it's like, but to get the real, real good seats, you've got to pay, like, up the ass just for real seats. Best seat in the house will go to the first person. First person that will give us $4,000. $4,000? That's a little steep for a ticket. Coffee said, UFC still exists? I thought it died. Coffee, can't you see things from the other side of life? DDP said, yes, I have. So I guess DDP's mom is still messing with him. Maybe she'll think of something special for tomorrow, since tomorrow is the actual day of the pay-per-view, DDP. Well, That's the way it goes. Parents playing tricks on their kids. Well, on their adult kids, that is. Adults, yes. And speaking of what I said about Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos showing the world that, you know, we hate each other. Well, remember back early on in the show when I said that Vincent's changing some of the words that he doesn't want the announcers to use, he's changing the way that he doesn't want the boys and the girls to talk to each other during per his wrestling organization. That's the other thing that's been banned. Don't say the word hate. Don't say that anymore. Brother. Yeah, really. It's only a figmented word. It doesn't really mean anything, especially if it's predetermined wrestling. But I'm just wondering. Who's going to win and who's going to lose in the most important pay-per-view in the history of UFC? Could John Dodson get a win over Daryl Montague? Will Gabriel Gonzalez win against Sean Jordan? Or will it be the other way around? Will Gilbert Mendez beat Diego Sanchez? As much trash as Diego Sanchez has been talking, that's going to be one to watch for sure. How about the long-bearded, long-haired Roy Nelson? Will he finally be victorious against Daniel Corner? Daniel says he's got a lot to prove in UFC. I know it makes him sound like he's brand new, but no, he's been there for a while too with Dana White. Then, of course, the heavyweight title is on the line. This is the final chapter. This will be the final fight. This will be the last time that Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos face off against each other, because they've been doing it over the years. It's just this time Junior became the heavyweight champion by getting to George St. Pierre. For those of you that saw the preliminary fight last month on a Friday night edition on Fox, and I told you I'm very happy to have local TV stations. You know, a lot of people were shocked about that. I remember reporting on that story last year when I announced that Fox was going to give UFC $1 million for joining their network and so that they could broadcast the preliminary fight on Friday night. You know, 'cause I didn't expect that would happen. That I said, wow, UFC is coming to... They're still on mainstream TV, but it's just... Here in my area, that's a local channel. We normally don't get the good stuff on local channels. So their partnership with Fox has been great. Especially for all my... There's a lot of major UFC fans here in my area. Right here in California. They're all very happy, and they were very ecstatic to learn about that. Yep, and Saturday... Well, DDP said that he gets it over there on Saturday night. Man, usually organizations like this, they end up being told, nah, we don't want you here. Why don't you try one of the bigger, you know, the primetime networks, like Spike TV, like TBS. But no, I guess Fox felt that this was too good of a deal to pass up. And so, here we are. Here we are. Coffee said, the only thing hooked up to my TV is my Xbox. You can't watch TV on my TV because who has time for such things? Oh, come on now, Coffee. Coffee, I'm sure you've got some favorite TV show that you still watch from time to time, don't you? Come on, you know that there's got to be something from your childhood that you enjoy watching. But hey, with 10 minutes left, since DDP is going to be at the pay-per-view live in person with his dad, DDP, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think John Dodson is going to beat Daryl Montague, or do you think Daryl is going to win? Let's get some quick opinion from DDP here as he puts this all down in the chat room. It's going to be awesome to see what DDP will put down for some of his answers. Okay, Coffee. Okay. That's enough of that, Coffee. DDP said that Daryl, in the first fight, that Daryl is going to win. That's what he feels. Okay, what about Gabriel versus Sean? You know, Gabriel is a little bigger than Sean, as I mentioned earlier, DDP, but... And again, you know, size doesn't really matter. Because, hey, I know that me and some of my friends, we've had to take on guys much bigger than us, and, well, we actually won. Amen for the short guys. Coffee says, Raven will beat them both. Yeah, Raven. We all remember him. DDP said Sean is going to win. All right. Gilbert versus Diego. No comment on this one, DDP. I don't have any comments on this. I don't know who's going to win, Gilbert or Diego. DDP is probably thinking about that as well. Coffee said, it's going to be Diego, because Diego is a first-round knockout. But DDP said, it's going to be Gilbert. Wow. Coffee thinks it's going to be Diego, but DDP says, no, it's going to be Gilbert. Well, we'll have to see what happens with that tomorrow night. Roy Nelson. Roy versus Daniel. As I said, these two have really, really been at each other's throats. That Daniel feels that since Roy is kind of on an undefeated streak, that he'll win. Roy says, no, I'm going to keep winning and keep winning and keep winning. And DDP thinks that Roy Nelson will win. Hey, don't talk about him like that, Coffee. Coffee said, Big Country is a fat guy who can take punches, but he's a crappy fighter. I hope he gets his ass kicked. And then, of course, the UFC heavyweight title is on the line. Cain Velasquez and Jr. Cain and Jr., as I said, and you heard it in the commercial, now this is it. This is it for them. The final chapter. The line in the sand has been drawn. Coffee said, Cain will destroy Junior again. Well, you heard how the commercial started when I first played it. And, well, Cain did knock out Junior in only the first match. The first round. They didn't even get to the second and third round. That's what happened last time. But Junior said this time, Junior said that, don't worry. Don't worry. I got this. I got this. Because on October 19th of 2013, he said it will be a completely different story. Once again, Coffee and DDP have a difference of opinion. Coffee says that it will be Kane who will destroy Junior, and Kane Velasquez will be the champion, but DDP says no, it's going to be Junior. Junior is definitely DDP's pick. Coffee said, but Kane has skills that Junior can't even dream of, and there is nobody in better shape than Kane. Because Coffee said he is a man among boys. Whoa. Some strong words from Coffee in the chat room. Ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, you never know what's going to happen right here on the Sports Opinion Show. I honestly didn't think, I thought we might end up going into overtime. That we wouldn't get to all the stories and get to all of our reports. But ladies and gentlemen, we did it. We made it. We win. Once again, if you're interested, order the pay-per-view UFC tomorrow night. I will probably be... I might be going with a friend to go watch this somewhere. But we'll see what happens. I'll let you all know next week of what's really going to take place. And plus, there's a lot more. There's always lots to talk about right here on the Sports Opinion Show. What stories, what other mysteries, what other stupidity in the world of pro wrestling needs to be noted? We'll find out more of that next week right here. Coffee said, Kane has skills. Coffee said, well, maybe they'll show it on the Jumbotron for you at your favorite stadium. The Oakland Coliseum is not my favorite stadium. Hell no. Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, for more of all the craziness of what may or may not happen on this show, just tune in next week. Tune in every week. I'll also have the final results of UFC 166. And like I said, whatever else, whatever other crazy stories end up being a part of the show next week, right here on the Sports Opinion Show. Take care. I've got to get out of here. I've got a show to go to myself. Take care, everyone. Have a nice weekend. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Coffee, that was directed to you. Just kidding. Take care, everyone. We'll see you all right here, same time, same place, next week on the Sports Opinion Show. Peace. I'm out of here. Really,
Eddie to the top rope, and he's cheated! Frog splash! Come on, Eddie! Get it, do it! Two! Yes! Eddie's a referee! It's champion!
He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so that, what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it. Because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What the hell is
that,
fake? Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves, and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.